Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Memches. We begin on the second line from the bottom on Mem Zayin Umid Beis with the words Tani Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya learned the following in the Braisa. Cherem. A cherem, Rashi tells us, is some sort of a net. It's made out of reeds. Vegedir Shokonimu. It's like a reed net that is put inside a pond. They used it to capture fish. But here we're going to see we're using it to separate the two different sides of a pond that are each within a different tchum from a different city. And you can see a diagram of this in the art scroll in footnote number 19. And then the Pirush Chai, you can see this on page 92 in diagrams number 23 and 24. So Gemara continues in this Braisa that Rabbi Chiya learned. So this Cherem is Shebein Tchumei Shabbos. So it's in between two cities, and this pond is in between two cities, and you have this net running right down the middle of it so that the people from city on the left are able to reach up to the point of the net, and the people in the city on the right are up to reach to their side on the point of the net, and the net divides this pond into two usable areas for the tchum. But obviously the water is flowing back and forth through these reeds. This net doesn't really prevent the water from going from one side to the other side. And therefore, Reb Chiya learned in this braisa, Chayim Shebein Tchumei Shabbos, Tzarech, we turn to the Yom Aleph, Memches Yom Aleph, Mechitza Shel Barzel Lavsiko. You need to put in a full metal barrier, a real mechitza. It's not enough to use this reed mechitza, this net mechitza that allows the water to go through it, but you have to put in a mechitza shel barzel, an iron fence here to separate the two waters in order that the waters don't mix, and therefore the city on the left can go take water from this. It's within its tchum and not getting water that was outside its tchum, and the same for the city on the right. That's what Reb Chiya learned in the Braisa. However, when this Braisa was said over in the Beis Medrash, Mechayech Alei Rav Yossi Rechanina. Rav Yossi Rechanina heard this and he laughed about it. He said, that's absolutely incorrect. He was not happy with this Braisa. He said, it's wrong. Why? Mor says, my taimo k'machayech. Why was he unhappy with this Braisa that he said that it's absolutely not a kosher Braisa? It's a mistaken Braisa. So Gemara says, maybe, Ilei Momishov, the Tani Lake, Rav Yochim, and Nuri L'chumra. Because if you want to say that Rav Chiya, who authored this Braisa, so he held that you needed this Mechitza Shel Barzel, and it wasn't enough to have the Cherem, because he held, like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri L'chumra, that the waters, which are inanimate objects, do have their own Shvisa, and therefore the waters on the right of the Cherem, they would be outside the Tchum of the city on the left of the Cherem, and therefore when the waters flowed, the people on the left would be getting water that was outside the Tchum, and vice versa for the city on the right. So is that why Rav Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina was unhappy with Rav Chiya's Braisa because he held L'chumra? That's not a reason to laugh at somebody. That's not a reason to ridicule a Braisa, because the Iyus Svirale K'rabban L'kula. So Rav Yossi bar Chanina doesn't hold like that. But that's not a reason to say that this Braisa is not a kosher Braisa. Okay, it's a different opinion, but it's still a kosher Braisa. It's the Braisa that holds like the opinion of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. So even though Rav Yossi bar Chanina didn't agree with that, he holds like the Rabbanan L'kula to say that it doesn't have its own tchum, and therefore whenever they pick up the water on their side of the Cherem, they're picking up water that now gets the tchum of the people that pick it up, Mishum Desarva L'kula, because he holds differently than the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya. Man D'Toni L'chumra M'chayech Lei. So he should make fun of, he should say that that's not an authentic Braisa because it doesn't hold like his opinion? So that can't be the reason. So this is the reason. Ela Mishum D'Tanya. The reason why he didn't like this Braisa, because there's another Braisa that says as follows. Nahoros Hamoshchin Umayonos Hanovim. We had this previously. If you have a river that's flowing, or you have springs that have the water coming from the springs, Harehin Kiragle Kolodim. They don't have their own tchum because they're not sitting still. So something that's not sitting still, inanimate water, doesn't have its own tchum. So therefore, it only gets a tchum when it's picked up by somebody. So that's why he laughed at this braisa. He said, why do you need the mechitza shel barzel? This is flowing water. And therefore, the fact that it's flowing from one side to the other is irrelevant. It didn't get a shvisa, even according to the opinion of Yochanan ben Nuri. And that's why he said this braisa is wrong. Where says, that may be not true. But Duma b'michunasim, who says that this is flowing river? This could be a staid pond. This could be a pond that doesn't have flowing water coming into it. It's just a lake. And the water is just sitting there. And therefore, they do get the Shvitza according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Shmuel says, you're right. Ela Mishum Diktoni. The reason why Rav Yossi Rechanina didn't like this Braisa was because of the following. He says, Ela Mishum Diktoni, Tzorech Mechitza Shel Barzol Havsiko. Because the Braisa said that you need an iron Mechitza to separate the two sides, the sides that are to the left of the Cherem and to the right of the Cherem. So instead you have to put in a real Mechitza Shel Barzel, an iron Mechitza. But that won't do anything. Umayishna Kondolo, why was the reed partition, the Cherem, It was made of reeds, as Rashi said, on Mem Zayin Omid Beis. So why wasn't that a good partition? Because the water is going to flow right through it. The Eilib Humaya. So he says, Shel Barzel Nami. The fact that there's an iron barzel here, it's only 10 tfachim. It doesn't go all the way to the bottom, Rashi says. And therefore, Nami Eilib Humaya. The water is going to come in anyway. As Rashi says over here, in this situation, Mitatoi, the top Rashi, the Hastam Mechitza Yud Tvachim. It's only Yud Tvachim. It's not going to go all the way down to the bottom. And therefore, the water is going to flow through anyway. And even Vafilu Magas Likarkoyas Hamayim. Even if it reaches to the bottom, Iev Shoshal Yechansu Hamayim Mitachtel. This is not going to be able to separate a metal wall inside a body of water. It's not going to separate the water from going from one side to the other. It's going to go around it, underneath it, through the bottom. And therefore, bottom line is, the Mechitza Shabarzel is not going to work any better in separating the water than the Chayrim, which was made out of reeds. So that's why he rejected it. So he says, no, the Dilma Tzorich, maybe what this Bryce is really saying is that you need a Mechitza Shabarzel, which won't work, and therefore, Ve'en Lo Takana Kamar. That's what it means in this Bryce, that there's no way to correct it. And therefore, why are you rejecting this Bryce? Shmuel says, you're right. Elo, the reason why Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina rejected Ruchia's Braisa was Elo Mishum Dekalhu Shekilu Chacham Mimayim. We learned this already multiple times. We had this at the end of the Gemara in Shabbos. We had this already twice in our Masechta. We'll have it later on in the Masechta, that the rabbis would make in regards to water. Water is so essential for life that the rabbis didn't want to put in any difficulties that weren't Nidaraisa. They weren't going to add any difficulty in the Rabbanon to prevent you from getting water. So therefore, in general, when it comes to water, the rabbis are very lenient. As I said, we've seen this multiple times already from Rabbi Tavla. Can the Rabbi Tavla? Rabbi Tavla had asked, "Deboy minei Rabbi Tavla me Rab." Rabbi Tavla had asked Rab, "Mechitza tluya mahu shetati bechurba." If you have a wall that was in a ruin, and therefore the bottom of the wall is not there, but it's just hanging, so you have like a porch that is hanging in the air, and the house underneath it, the apartment underneath it, isn't there, but you just have the porch up there. So can this porch be used as a mechitza all the way down to the ground? So Rav responded, Amalei, Rav told him, no, ein mechitza tluya materis. In general, a mechitza tluya does not work to be considered for a mechitza all the way down to the ground, with one exception, elabamayim, except with water. And if you remember, we had back in Gemara Shabbos and twice already in Erevin, that a person who has like a hole in his porch that goes underneath to water underneath his porch. So all he has to do is put in a mechitza of 10 tefachim, and then he can lower his bucket all the way down to the bottom, even though the mechitza doesn't go all the way down to the bottom. It's halachically considered a hanging mechitza, and it's good. So this is a kula that we have in regards to water. And we'll have later on the Masechta a similar situation on Daf Peivav, where you have basically two chatzeros that aren't together, and they're allowed to go also use some sort of a mechitza and get the water from each of their respective mechitza underneath them, and even though the water is flowing back and forth between the two different chatzeros, and they don't have an Erev chatzeros between them. And yet, we have a kula there as well. So in general, we have this kula when it comes to water. A hanging mechitza is good. Ein mechitza tluya, materis elabamayim. But water, it does work, because this is kal hu shekilu chacham b'mayim. This is a special kula that the rabbis instituted in regards to water, and that's why Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina was machayach on this price. He said, what are you talking about? That the rabbis should say that you require mechitza shel barzel? No, in general, the rabbis are very meiko when it comes to water, and the chayrim itself would be good enough. Now we quote the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Chacham Amrim, Ein Lo Ela Arba V'chule. So we have the opinion of the Chacham that says you only have Dalet Amos. If a person is outside its chum, you only have Dalet Amos. And we had opinions of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you have Dalet Amos in any direction. And then we had the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who said you only have Dalet Amos, two Amos to the left and two Amos to the right, two Amos in front of you, two Amos behind you. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. But now we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda, who said you have Dalet Amos, isn't that the same opinion as the Tanakhama? The Chachamim say that you have Dalet Amos, and Rabbi Yehuda says you have Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakhama, aren't these two the same exact opinion? So the Gemara says, no. Omer Rabbi, Rabbi says, Shmona al Shmona Ikimenai. The difference between the Chacham and Rav Yehuda is, do we say that you have four Amos to your left and four Amos to your right? Rav Yehuda says, no, you only have Dalet Amos. So pick whichever Dalet Amos you want, and that's all, either to the left or to the right. Whereas the Chacham say, no, you have Dalet Amos to the left and to the right. That's the difference between them. And the Brisa supports this. Taninami Hochi, Brisa says the same thing. The Brisa says, Yeshlo Shmona al Shmona. And say you have Dalet Amos, it means you have Dalet Amos in all directions around you. And this is the opinion of the Chachamim, which is listed here as Divri Rav Meir in the Braisa. So Rav Meir are the words of the Tanakhama, which is the words of the Chachamim. And he argues with Rav Yehuda, that's the difference between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, that's the difference between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. Rava further says, V'yama Rava, machlokis lahalach. This machlokis is only in regards to the tchum. How much do you have? You only have this dalet amos, and the chum say it means four to the left, four to the right, and Rehuda says it only means four amos, pick a direction, and that's what you have. Abo latalta, but to carry, even the chachamim would say you have eight amos, four to the left, four to the right, there you call arba amos in, tvei lo. You still can't carry more than dalet amos. You're only allowed to carry dalet amos in Rosh Hashanah, so that doesn't change. It's not like you have four amos to the left and four amos to the right, and you can carry within that whole area. No, you're only allowed to carry any item, pachos min dalet amos. Where did they get this dalet amos from? So Gemara asks, "Bahani dalet amos hechel ksiva." Is there an asmachta to this dalet amos? So Gemara says, "Yes, kidetanya. It's a brisa." The pasuk tells us in Bishalach Shivu ish tach tov, when they were went outside on Shabbos to go look for the mon, which of course they weren't supposed to. So each person went outside its tchum. So therefore they were told shivu ish tach tov. Each of you should stay right over here. Dasa Navir and the others who went out, they were said, you're not allowed to move. And they said, the drash over here is shu ish tachtav, you should stay where you are, kit tachtav, the amount that you are, that's allowed, how far you can go, you can't go further than that. And how much is this? V'kama kachtav? So the Gemara tells us, guf shalosh amos, the average size of a person is three amos, that doesn't include his head. Tosfos has a whole discussion, doesn't include the head, doesn't include the head. The simplest way to understand this is that a person is three amma by one amma by one amma, which is the source of the size of a mikvah. So when you put water in there, it displaces, actually, because the water put into that 3 by 1 by 1 area will go above the person's head. And therefore, that's where you get the four amos of a person. So therefore, the guf here is called three amos, and the fourth amma would be when you put in the water and it rises above that. Or here it's telling us, v'amma k'dei livshot yod v'raglav. And the extra amma is that he can stretch his hands and his feet up. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda says, no, gufo shalosh amos, it's three amos, and the extra amma, because it's four amos, but amma kidei sheyitol chetetz mitachas margilosov, that he can go get something from below his feet, and niach tachas marashosov, and put it above his head. So that's the four amos. So we have two slightly different reasons between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, where the dalet amos come from. Either to stretch your hand, or to go and pick something up from your feet and put it above your head. My benaya, is there a nafkamina? Is there a real difference between these two sheet? The Sumer says there's a slight difference. Ike benaya arba amos mitzum somos, an exact four amos. So according to the opinion of Rav Yehuda, he says it must be bediyuk four amos. Rav Yehuda is very mitzamtzem, and Rav Meir, this is according to Rashi, says no, you can have a little bit more than the four amos. His sheet that says that enough to stretch your hands, so that is a little bit longer than the exact four amos by four amos that Rav Yehuda says. Now, this is the opinion of Rashi. Others disagree and say it's the exact opposite. The Rav Meir is the more mitzam, saying Rav Yehuda is the more slightly general sheet. Gemara continues and says, Amalei Rav Masharshi Livrei, Rav Masharshi said to his son, when you get to Rapapa in the yeshiva, go and ask him the following shayla. That which we said that you have four amos on Shabbos when a person's stuck, he's not allowed to go outside, it's four amos. So how do we judge that four amos? With his own arm, right? You go from the elbow until the tip of the middle finger. That's an ama. So you go by each individual person, his own personal ama. That's how much you give him. You give him four times that amount. Or do we say, or do we take the standard six tefach amma that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the same for every person, whether they're tall or short. Now, what was his real question? So he told his son, when you go ask Rav Papa this question, ask him the following. If Rav Papa tells you that we use the six tefach amma shel kodesh yavin alei, that we give a person six tvachim for amma, so he'll get 24 tvachim, so then go and ask Rav Papa, really? Og melech haboshin, matei alav. So a giant, a person who's very, very large, we always use Og melech haboshin as an example for a giant, right? So for those who are my age, they'll understand when I say Andre the Giant. He was a famous wrestler from 30 years ago. So he was a very, very, very tall person. So they use Og Melech HaBoshen as an example of Andre the Giant, a very, very tall person, Minute Ball, right? A person who's 7.5 feet. So such a person, is he also going to be somehow contained within four amos? He takes one step and he's outside the four amos. So do you also restrict a very large person, a giant like Og Melech HaBoshon, to only four amos, 24 tvachim, like it was in the Beis HaMikdash? That's difficult to believe. And if you tell me, no, we in fact give a guy like Menu Ball, somebody who's very, very tall, Will Chamberlain, somebody who's very, very tall, we give them a much larger space. So then, if that's true, so Emile, so then go ask Rav Papa, how come that wasn't mentioned in the famous Mishnah in Kalim? My time, look, Tony Law, Gabe, this Mishnah in Kalim that says, Yesha Amru, Hakol Fimausha Adam. That Mishnah in Kalim tells us that there are many things that are dependent upon the individual person's size. For example, how much he takes in a carbon mincha, you have to take a handful. How much is in the incense? You have to take melo chofnav, that's a certain size of that individual person. We have melo lugmav on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is coming up, so you're not allowed to drink more than a melo lugmav. So therefore, that depends on the person's individual mouth. Mamazon, shtei sudos, erev. We said for an erev, you have to take two sudos worth for that individual person, etc. And therefore, why isn't this included as well? If you're telling me these are the individual dependent measures on the size of the person, so then how come they didn't include this in that Mishnah and Kalim as well? We have this, by the way, in the Goz Habach. He says we had this on Daf Lamed early in the Masechta as well. So that's what Rabbi Misharsha told his son to go and ask Rav Papa. No, his son dutifully went to Rav Papa when he went to the yeshiva. He also came to Rav Papa. He went in front of Rav Papa. He asked him these questions. And Amalei, Rav Papa said to him, if we're going to be so medactic, then lo habitinan, then we're never going to learn anything. So what does that mean? So he told him, la'olam ba'amadidei avinalei. In fact, we grant such a person his own amma. Every person has, when we give him dalet amos, it goes based upon his size. So if he's a very tall person, he'll have a little bit more space. His dalet amos will be bigger than a shorter person's dalet amos because he needs more and the shortest person needs less. How come this wasn't listed then in the Mishnah in the Yesh Amru that we just brought down from the Mishnah and Kalim? So the Gemara says, why is it listed over there? My time alok tani gabi yesh amru, the lo psikole, because there it wasn't absolute. Because you know what? Mishum de'ika, not nos be'evoro, because you'll have some people that are born with very, very short limbs. They're a very regular sized person, but their limbs are short. There's certain various congenital or traumatic injuries, theoretically, could be the same thing, where a person has a very short arm. So if a person has a very short arm, so if his amma is going to be very, very small, but his body is very tall, so therefore he's going to need a larger space. So since under those circumstances, we don't treat him like his own arm, because he has a very short arm, but we treat him, in fact, like a regular person's arm. So therefore, this is an exception to the rule. And you can't say across the board that you always go by the person. So if the person's Og Melech HaBosh and he has very, very long arms, then you give him a very long amma. But if a person has very, very short arms, so then we don't necessarily give him a very short space because he could have a regular body. And therefore, this is an exception. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. The lo psikale, it therefore isn't always the same. And that's why it's not included in the Mishnah and Kalim, Gabe Yesh Sha'amru. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said, we're dealing here. We had two people, and we said that they overlapped in the two amas in the middle, and then we had three people, and they overlapped with Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, with two amas from the middle to Reuven to Shimon, and two amas in the middle from Shimon to Levi. So in these situations, we then brought down the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said this is analogous to the case of the three courtyards. Remember, we had courtyard A, courtyard B, and courtyard C, all of them open to the Rishus HaRabim, and A made an Erev with B, and B made an Erev with C, but A and C didn't make an Erev, so we said this is analogous. So Gemara says, what did Rav Shimon come to add to our understanding by saying that this is analogous? Why did he come to tell us this? What was the Chiddush? So Gemara says, no, there was a big Chiddush. Rav Shimon was saying to Rabbanan, hey, how come you argued with me in one case, but he didn't argue me in the other case? Michte, let's take a look. I'm comparing the two. There's no difference between the three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, who have an overlap. And we said that Reuven and Shimon can carry between them, and Shimon and Levi carry between them, but Reuven and Levi can't. So there you didn't argue with me. But in the case with the Chatzeros, we had Chatzer A, Chatzer B, Chatzer C, where I said A and B can go together, and B and C can go together, but you disagreed with me over there. How come? In that case, there you argued with me, but here, in this case, with Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, here you didn't argue with me. The exact same case. So, not that Rabbi Shimon was trying to bring a Chiddush, this is analogous to that. He was saying, how come you're arguing with me over there, but you're not arguing with me in our Mishnah? No, Taka is a good question. Rabbanan, why didn't the rabbis argue with him in Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, but they argued with him with Chatzar A, Chatzar B, Chatzar C? So Gemara says, because Hasam Avshe Diurin, because there are many people over there. You have many people, so then there's more of a problem that somebody may go from Chatzar A to Chatzar B and then carry it to Chatzar C as well. So when you have many people, there's a more of a problem. And therefore, the rabbi said, in that situation, we better be careful and not allow you to go back and forth. However, when you just have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, it's very unlikely there'll be a problem. And therefore, it's easier for us to allow Reuven and Shimon to get together and Shimon and Levi to get together. We're not concerned that all of a sudden you'll have something going from Reuven into Levi's area. Then we quote the Mishnah, and it says, Ushtai mechitzona zuchule. So we said that the two outer ones, the two chatzeros, A and C, don't join together. Mor says, Vamai, why not? After all, kivon, the arvilhu chitzonos badiem tzos, since you have over here that the outer ones are each mixed with an inner one, so A is mixed with B, and C is mixed with B, so then, essentially, you should have one big chatzer now. And that's what the Gemara says. Kivon the avilu chitzonus badiyim tzos havilu chada. Why don't we consider A, B, and C now like one? Why are we still saying A and B is separate and B and C is separate? We should consider it like one. So I'm Rav Yehuda gives us teretz number one, and he says kion shenos the emsoi seiruva bezu veiruva bezu. Because when A and B made their eruv, where did they place it? They placed it in A. And when B and C made their eruv, where did they place it? They placed it in C. So the eruv for AB is in A, and the eruv for BC is in C. So therefore, they're not considered like one, because it's really considered like it's in A, and it's considered in C, and those two aren't overlapping at all. That's review of this teretz. Kion shenos the emsois, the middle one, B, put their eruv, the actual box of matzahs, the actual eruv, they put it in A, and then they put it in C. So therefore, those two aren't connected. That's review of this teretz. Rav Sheshi says, no. No, you can argue that A and B, they put the box of matzah someplace in B. And B and C, they put the box of matzah someplace in B. So therefore, why isn't it all like one? So Gemara says, Kigon, Shinasanuhu, because it's as if they placed it, and we turn to the Yom Beis, Bishnei Batim. This is in two different houses in B. So if it's in the same house in B, you're right, Tak, it should be all considered like one. But if it's in two different houses in B, so then it's considered also still separate. That's why A, B are together, and B, C are together, and it's not all big one A, B, C, single Eruv. More questions this. It says, according to what you just said, you put it in two different houses in B, it's considered two separate places, and therefore they don't all combine together. Come on, whose opinion is that? That's actually going like Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai. Now this is a brisa. We have this in tomorrow's shiur on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and based upon our rule that we always pass like Beis Hillel, we don't want to have anybody going like Beis Shammai. And yet, you're just answering, according to Rav Sheshes, that the only way we can solve our problem is by saying we go like Beis Shammai. What is that? We're going to learn tomorrow, Mi Yetzer Shem, the Tanya, in the Brisa on Memtes Omud Beis, it teaches us the following. Chamisha Shugov Vasei Ruvah. You have five people that are all participating in making an Eruv. Unisanu Bishnei Kalim, if they put it not into one basket, but they put it into two different baskets, so then Beis Shammai says it's no good. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Eruv and Eruv. The whole idea of an Eruv is to mix them all together, as if they're living in one house. If you have it in two baskets, it's not demonstrating that they want to be like one. And therefore, Beis Shammai says it's no good. So here, when we have it in two houses, that goes like Beis Shammai. Ubeis Elohim, Eruv and Eruv. Even if they're in two baskets, it's fine. That seems to say that if it's two houses, it would be good. So Rav Sheshes' answer seems to only work according to Beis Shammai. Now, he wouldn't want to go only like Beis Shammai. So what type of an answer is that? Someone says, no. Afilu Temen Beis Hillel. Rav Sheshes says, no. My case is good even according to Beis Hillel. When A and B put their Eruv in B's area, and B and C put their Eruv in B's area, but they put it in two separate houses. Afilu Temen Beis Hillel. When Beis Hillel says it's acceptable in tomorrow's daf to have the eruv placed in two separate utensils, but those two separate utensils are in the same house. However, here, even Beis Hillel says it's no good because they're not demonstrating that they want to be together. If it's in two separate houses, they're not setting up their as if they were one house for the entire eruv, which allows them to carry. So Gemara says, I have a question according to both of these answers. Rav Yehuda says that they put the Eruv in A and in C, and according to Rav Sheshes, it said they put the Eruv in B's area, but in two separate houses in B. I got a question according to both of them. Rav Yehuda Kasha or Rav Sheshes Kasha? What are the two Kashas? The Rav Acha, Berei, the Rav Avya, asked Rav Ashi. So he says, according to Rav Yehuda, it's a problem. Rav Yehuda Kasha, why? Rav Yehuda says again, They put the Erev of AB in A, and they put the Erev of BC in C. So they're not all one together. As I just said, they put it in A and they put it in C. But kivon the irvo emtsoyes ba'di chitzona. But since B is now mixed with A and B is now mixed with C, havelichada, it still should be considered like one. V'chi hodro the arvo ba'di idach. So when B mixed with A and then B mixed with C, so it should be considered like one. Shlichuso abda. When B mixes with C, it's like A and B mixing with C. So why isn't it all considered like one chotzer? That's the kasha that he asks against Rav Yehuda Shita. And if you go like Rav Sheshes to say that they're both in B, but they're in two separate houses, so it's still a problem. He says, they should be like five people living in one chotzer, and the rule is, if one of them didn't participate in the air, if he rules it for everybody else, the Asri Adabi. So here too, if A and B are in B, and B and C are in a different area of B, so A and B should ruin it for BC, and BC should ruin it for AB. So both of them, Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes, neither of you makes any sense. That's the question of Rav Acha, brother Rav Avya, is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi answers both of them. He says, lo Rav Yehuda kasha, it's not a kasha Rav Yehuda, but lo Rav Sheshes kasha, it's not a kasha Rav Sheshes. So he goes first to Rav Yehuda. Why is Rav Yehuda not a kasha? Why isn't it all considered that they're one together? Because it's like they're acting as the shliach. AB is now using BC as the shliach to make one big Erev. Why is that not true? Rav Yehuda lo kasha, you know why? Kibon the irvo lo emtsoyes ba'di chitzona, because he says that the middle one is going with the outer one. Ushtayim chitzonos ba'di adodi lo ervo, but the outer two aren't mixing. Gaya daite, each one is basically saying the bo nichle. A is saying I want to be with B, I do not want to be with C, and C is saying I want to be with B, but I do not want to be with A. So Gaya Date, they're essentially revealing their approach. The Baha Nichale, A is happy to be with B, or Baha Lo Nichale, but doesn't want to be with C, and vice versa. So therefore, we don't say that they're all one. We don't say that A, B are basically acting as a shlichus when B goes with C. No, that's not true. So therefore, there's no Kasha of Yehuda. And what about Rav Sheshes? There's no Kasha Rav Sheshes to say that A, B should ruin it for B, C. Just like if five people are there and one didn't make the error, if he ruins it, Asri Adadi. So that's not a problem here as well. Rav Sheshes Nami Lokasha, it's also not a problem. Why? Imamru Diorin Lohakel. When did the rabbi say that an Erev can work over here? It makes it for a kula. As Rashi says, Shozubazuai the Erev Lohakel Latirun Yachad. It makes it easy for them now to carry all together. So they only said that this situation is to make it easier on you. These Diorin over here, we can combine all of them and allow them to carry. That means only when it's lahakel. Do we therefore then say, Yomru de urin lachachmir? Where do we find that you can do such a thing to make it more machmir? A and B are together, but that doesn't give A, so to say, the right to now ruin it for B and C. A can only make it easier for B and C. He can't go make it harder for B and C, and therefore Rav Sheshes' concern doesn't apply. So therefore Rav Ashi knocks off both of the questions that he was asked by Rav Acha, Breder of Avya. Nadigmar continues and says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda Amar Rav says, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. He was the one that said that you're allowed to go and carry between A and B and B and C. So he was allowing you to go carry in those places. Aval Chacham Amrim, the Chacham don't agree. The Chacham say no. Rishus Achas Mishamesh Shustei Rishuyos. Aval Oshtei Rishuyos. On the surface, what Rabbi Shimon's shita was, that A can carry in B, and B can carry in A, they can go back and forth, and likewise B can carry in C, and C can carry in B, that's what, on the surface, Rabbi Shimon's shita was, but the Chachamim say no, it doesn't work that way. B can't go to A, because B can also go to C. So, in fact, A can go to B, and then bring his stuff back to A. And C can bring something into B and bring it back to C. But B is not allowed to bring anything from A into B, and B is not allowed to bring anything from C into B, because a person can only have one direction. So A can have over here go to B, but B can't have two directions. B could go to A, or B could go to C. And therefore, the opinion of the Chachamim is that doesn't work. So the only people, according to the Chachamim, that can use this AB or BC are the outer people. So A can jointly use A and B together, but B can't. And C can jointly use B and C together, but B can't. That is what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said is the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says they can go both ways, but the Chachamim say you can only go one direction. Only A is allowed to use it, but not B. And in BC, only C can use it, but not B. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said. He kamrisa kamei deshmul. Rav, I mentioned many times, passed away, and then Rabbi Yehuda went to learn from Rav, he went to learn by Shmuel. So he would tell over to Shmuel many times what Rav said. So when Rabbi Yehuda said over this member of Rav to Shmuel, Ki kamrisa kamei deshmul, so Shmuel said back to him, Amali, return to the Yomad Aleph, Avzu, divrei Rabbi Shimon. No, you have the wrong understanding of Rabbi Shimon. This, which you just said, is the Chachamim's opinion, is actually Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Even Rabbi Shimon didn't say that A and B are allowed to mix both A and B, either way, back and forth, A to go to B, B to go to A, and when B and C are mixing, B can go to C and C can go to B. No, even Rabbi Shimon didn't say that. That which you just said was the opinion of the Chachamim, that only the outer people are allowed to use the middle area as well, so only A could use the AB areas, and only C could use the BC areas and carry it back and forth, which you attributed to the opinion of the Chachamim. In fact, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, according to Shmuel. Avzu divrei Rabbi Shimon. Avo Chachamim omrim. In fact, the Chachamim sheet is shlosh tanasuros. They don't allow anything, because B ruins it for each side by being good both, so therefore A and B can't make an Erev, and B and C can't make an Erev. That, Shmuel says, is the opinion of the Chachamim. And in fact, Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Yehuda, Aliba the Shmuel. We have a Braisa that supports the way Shmuel said it. Rav Yehuda's opinion, Aliba the Shmuel. And what is that? This Braisa says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, Lemah David Omer, what do we compare this law to? L'sholosh Chatzeros, the A, B, and C, the three people. L'sholosh Chatzeros, Hapsuch Zulazu. You have the courtyards A, B, and C that are open, Hapsuch Zulazu Sarabim. Each of them is open to Rishas Sarabim. And Erev Ushtai Mimayim Tzoyis. The A and B made an Erev, and B and C made an Erev. So only the people in A can bring from their house into B and bring it back. And C could bring it into B and then bring it back. However, A can take back from the area of B anything it wants to A. And C could take anything that it brought into B and bring it back to C. However, Avo Chachamim Omrim Shlosh Tanasuros. Chachamim say no. The fact that B is mixed with A and also mixed with C ruins it for everybody. So you can't have an error between A and B, and you can't have an error between B and C. But what do you see? The Chachamim say nothing is good, and the Tanakama is exactly the way that Shmuel explained it. That B cannot bring stuff into A's area and then bring it back. Only A can bring into B's area and bring it back. Only C can bring into B's area and bring it back. But B cannot. Oh, that's like Shmuel, and not like the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. With this, we conclude today's shiur.